Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey guys, right, before we start the episode, I just would love to ask one thing. If you haven't subscribed to the show yet, wherever you're listening to this, or wherever you're watching this, it just means the absolute world to us. It takes 1 second. You just got to click the subscribe button. It means we can keep doing amazing different things, keep making the show that you love, and keep doing all the stuff that we love doing. So if you can do that, that would be amazing. We go into something really quite intimate today. We're going to look at the results of my fertility test, and I haven't seen it. So just be warned for that as well. And also, I have a surprise for Sophie because I'm taking her on a honeymoon 2.0 the next couple episodes. Okay, let's get into it. You can kick it off today. Actually, I'll kick it off. Okay, are you ready?
You look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous.
I do look ridiculous. Well, you look quite sweet, but... It looks a little bit, I don't know if I can, it looks a bit like you're having a bit of a tricky time up, like, in your head. Like
you're saying that I'm having a bit of a breakdown. Okay, for anyone who can't see this, well, listen, you can go and see it if you go and check out our YouTube or TikTok.
It's just so conflicting.
Today we are going to be talking about our trip to Miami and what happened there. So I thought I'd wear my Miami Dolphins NFL shirt, but then I am also speaking in Parliament today. No cheer from you?
You told me this morning. I said, well done. That's cool.
No, you didn't. You said I was a liar. You said you're a liar when I said I'm talking
to you. No, I said like, no, you're lying. Like that. Don't twist my words.
No, you did. You said you're lying.
No, I went, oh, no, you're lying. Like, you can't be.
Oh, well, I took it as saying you were lying. And
you
so
did. You've been a bit grumpy all morning. Is that why?
No, I'm not at all. I'm not grumpy at all. Underneath it, I'm then wearing my suit trousers and shoes.
So. Pointy, patent. Ballet shoes is the only way I could describe them.
They're just shiny.
I've got to ask you, like, how have we got... These are the best shoes. These are like three blind mice. If they were to wear a shoe, it would be these shoes.
You're wearing a heated gilet.
Yeah, I'm proud of it.
And you should be proud of it.
I feel great.
What happened? We had a very funny moment with that gilet yesterday because we were in a meeting with the team and I was...
Jamie was laughing at me like in front of, we were having a meeting with my agency and our production team. And Jamie was like, you can't be wearing that. And I said,
what did you say?
I said, it's not that ugly.
And then we turned to our left and Jemima, our producer, is wearing a green gilet.
Basically the green version of it. It's not ugly at all. And it's got a little light up. Looks like I've got a microphone on me.
I tell you what has been happening is that I don't know what happened on that flight back from Miami. I don't know what it was.
What?
But you have not, you felt a bit funky. Yeah, a little. You said yesterday, remember, you were feeling a bit funky.
I've come to terms with the fact that I think it's January and I'm just like, I'm not vibing it, guys. I'm sorry. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I'm a bit over it. It's grey in here.
And you're...
It feels like Emmerdale. Every day feels like Emmerdale.
What do you mean?
I'm living in the scene of Emmerdale.
What? Emmerdale's not that bleak.
Emmerdale's grey. Every day is grey. Every day is like this. I look out the window, Emmerdale.
Emmerdale. And the upsetting thing is that your fanny... has been taken from you.
I think that's what it is. There's such a... I'm not free anymore. Like, I could climb into that little car after this and be on my way. But, oh, no. I have to turn on my heated jacket, put on my big duvet coat, which I can barely walk in or breathe, trudge through to the tube. I can't walk because I've got... Yeah, it's a new word. Because I can't walk because it's so many layers. I have to strap my stuff down to the tube, get on the tube. Oh, hot then. So I have to take off some layers, get off the tube, put on the layers again, and then trudge through the mud to my next thing.
You're not at war. Like, honestly.
It feels a little bit like that. January, this is the coldest January we've ever had.
It's very cold. It's minus.
And like a little bit of sun wouldn't go amiss.
Yeah, I get you. Well, listen, honey, today is going to be a good episode because we're going to reminisce on everything that happened in Miami. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay, strap in, people. Let's go.
Okay, right, guys. So here we are. We're back. I don't know how to kick off. I never kick it off. And then you just...
Just kick it.
This is what happens.
Okay.
You have certain things that you do and I say, listeners, messages. That's my one role. I go, listeners, messages. And then now and again, you'll just throw in a curveball and be like, right, you kick it off. I've not rehearsed that or planned it or done it for 3 years. So why on earth am I doing it now?
I have a thing. It's so true. Okay, fine. Okay, we'll just...
You kick it off.
Try and kick it off.
Well, do my facial regime this evening. You wouldn't know how to. You've never done it before.
Facial regime?
Yeah.
What is your facial regime? You just get one of those, that thing that makes
your... We'll cleanse your skin.
I cleanse my skin every day.
Jamie puts retinol on his skin in the morning.
Oh, I didn't know what it was when I was putting
on
my skin.
He's whacking retinol on his skin every morning, going out with no sun cream on his motorbike, beaming the sun all in it. I mean,
beaming the sun. I didn't realise it was retinol. And then you laughed when you found out it was.
Yeah, I know.
I think I'm going to grow back my beard.
No. Did anyone see his beard? Did we document that?
No, we didn't. When
and
I was
we did
in Miami,
on my TikTok. Go check out my TikTok. I'm going to become a TikToker.
When I was in Miami, I decided to grow a beard. And I started to grow it. And every day was a battle with Sophie. Just thinking, no, I'm sure one more day it will start to look good.
Every day I was like, because I've never not like, you know, I've never
explain
actually...
what it looked like. Because I did. I thought New Year, New Me.
Okay,
I'm
I'll
grow
explain
a beard.
It. Do you remember that Netflix documentary called Making a Murderer? You look like him.
Why did it look so...
I don't know. And it was like...
And what colour was it?
It was so... I don't know what colour you are. Like, I don't care what colour you are, but I feel cheated and lied to. Like, it was so ginger, which is fine, but like, it was... I don't know. Like, that isn't your real colour. And now I'm confused. I don't know what colour hair you have. Like, just tell me the truth.
What? Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like, oh, I know boys like get gingery beards, like that's always typically in a beard. Yours was like, that was not like your hair. That's a lie. I feel cheated. I don't know what's the truth and what isn't the truth.
My whole face was orange.
Yeah, because he'd had a spray tan too. It was like,
no, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was like, and it was like the spray tan was in the beard, and then like your armpit hair. I don't know if you shave it. Like Jamie's armpit hair is like bright ginger. Again, I don't mind, but like, are you lying to me saying that you're blonde? So I said, hang on a sec, I've never noticed this before. And Jamie said, oh yeah, it's from the spray tan. That you had 4 weeks ago.
It doesn't clean.
Spray tan doesn't.
Because you lift on your arm and it clings onto the hair.
It doesn't dye your hair because presumably you shower.
It does. Have you looked into your pubes?
No, guys, I almost want to show you, like, this wasn't like... Also, what colour hair do you have? Like,
it's blondie brown. I don't get it. Just my beard goes a bit ginger, which is quite cool. I quite liked it. It just didn't suit my complexion.
No, but it wasn't like... It wasn't... That was like... That's not... That
it
wasn't
didn't
even,
suit my complexion.
That was like a redhead beard. It was like not even... It was like red. I don't... Like, I don't know what colour hair
also,
you have.
Also, I've never grown a beard that long. So then I put shaving foam on it. And when I went to shave it, it was the most painful thing in the world. I was getting my shaver and going... getting it... Ripping. It was just like ripping the hairs out. It was so unbearably painful.
I didn't like it at all. It doesn't suit you.
It didn't. It wasn't good, was it?
No.
But Miami, on the other hand, was... How much do you like Miami?
Not that much.
Okay, good.
Like, I liked it, but I wouldn't say it's my favourite place I went to. I've been there a fair few times. It was Galeforce wins.
Yeah.
We had a great time.
We decided to go to Miami because we wanted to go to this NFL, National Football League football match. Hence why I'm wearing the Miami Dolphins NFL shirt today. We were freaking excited for it. Well, I was excited.
Yeah, I wasn't. I didn't know that was the sole reason to go to Miami until we got there and you'll find out what happened. But I thought we were just going to Miami for a lovely summer winter holiday.
Summer holiday. We arrived in Miami and we came outside and it was a hurricane.
I'm talking like heads blowing off because it's so windy. And obviously we'd bought just like summery clothes. You couldn't walk
Sophie
out.
Sophie hadn't bought a jumper with her.
Yeah.
You hadn't bought a jumper with
you. I hadn't bought a jumper with
And then on the...
The jet lag was epic.
The jet lag. It was so fun.
Oh no, I genuinely, that was one of my favorite trips we've ever had.
It was so fun. But we had an argument on, so we arrived into Miami and it was late. So we then went to bed that night. The second day we got up, and it was so British. I literally said, we're going to the beach. And Sophie's like, I'm not going to the beach. I was like, we're going to the beach. So we went all the way to the beach and we sat there. It was freezing.
Do you know, firstly, sorry, like I know apply sun cream, but like seriously, Jamie's like, can you sun cream my back? I was like, I refuse to
be 18 degrees.
Associated with you. It's gale force winds, it's cloudy, and you're getting your book out and gonna lie on the sunbed. And you want me to sun cream your back? I'm in jeans and a jumper. Like, no. I
said to turn to Soph, and I was like,
lost his shit
and I was like, we're going to enjoy it.
He was like, you're so grumpy. You don't give any other solutions. I was like, can we go shopping? Can we go find a sweets store? Can we go find a froyo store? You're like, you don't give any solutions.
Because, honey, what you do in an argument like that is instead of finding a solution, you just continue down the negative of it.
Oh, sorry. Let's go back to the night before where you walked into the hotel room and literally blew your head. You were like, are you not angry? Because it's so bad.
No, because, okay, fine. I'm not that spoiled. Okay, I'm really not. But we paid for a nice hotel in Miami. And I'm not even kidding you. I walked into the hotel room and the guy sort of slightly like kicked the suitcase in. I was like, okay, fine. And I was then looking for the cupboard to put my clothes up. And I opened the cupboard and it was the shower.
What's wrong with that?
It was a cupboard.
I really disagree with your behavior with hotels. I couldn't care less.
Yes.
No, I couldn't.
The hell?
Who's easier? Who's more laid back, you or me?
More laid back when it comes to that.
Thank
kind of
you
stuff.
Guys, listeners. I want everyone to hear that because I think it's a false narrative that you tell them.
Actually, when they hear this, I don't think it will be. Because we arrived in Miami. I had booked the whole trip in Miami. And then suddenly you were like, right, we're leaving. And I had to book flights to the Turks and Caicos. So we changed our trip.
Yeah, because you asked me to find a solution.
No, I didn't. You were Googling where the sun was.
Yeah, obviously everyone would have done the same.
You were like the sun hunter. You were just trying to find out where the sun was.
Sorry, what were we going to do? Sit in 15 degrees outside reading our book with rain on us?
Yeah, it would have been really quite nice, actually.
Well, look, we ate loads of delicious food. I don't know why, but I really enjoyed it. We kind of hung out in the room a lot.
Yeah. Anyway, the whole thing was amazing. So we decided to fly to the Turks and Caicos Island. Now, this was an amazing thing for me because I grew up going to the Turks and Caicos. My grandfather, who has passed away, was an amazing guy. He lived in Grand Turk and we called him Grand Turk, which
don't
is part of the Turks
so
and Caicos.
Cute. They called him Grand Turk.
Yeah, but he was called Grand Turk. He was part of the Turks and Caicos Islands. And he was just like this most amazing guy in the entire world. So going back to Providencia Islands, which is the island of the Turks and Caicos we went to, was insane.
I had loads of fun.
Yeah, it was honestly unbelievable. The whole point, as I said, we were going there is to watch this NFL match, the Miami Dolphins versus the Buffalo Bills. Now, the problem that happened with it was I had looked, when we left the UK to go to Miami, I had checked when the date of the match was, and it said the 8th of January. What?
This is not true, by the way. I've known this whole time it isn't true.
100% it's true.
The dates don't change. So yes. You're trying to say that they would go buy a ticket in America for the 8th. It's confusing for the nation.
No, Sophie, the match was on the 8th of January.
No, because you looked when it would be on TV.
Yes, I know. Okay.
You idiot.
I looked at it when I was in the UK. It said the 8th of January. That was the time. So we, on the 7th of January, we were on the beach in the Turks and Caicos because we moved away from Miami. And I just said, oh, I'll check the tickets. The game was on the 7th in Miami. Because of the time difference, it's 5 hours behind UK. So actually it was played at 1 a.m. in the morning in the UK time. So we were in the Turks and Caicos and we missed the game because we couldn't get back to Miami. We missed the whole match. Couldn't go. Boy, was I sad. I'm furious about the whole thing still. And you just don't even care because you don't care about stuff like that.
Yeah.
You don't care about stuff like
I
that.
I don't care about the Dolphins game, no, but I'm upset for you, but I think you had a lovely time anyway.
Anyway, we then come back on the flight. We land in the UK. The whole trip was incredible in lots of different ways. And when we landed, the flight was one of the worst flights we've ever had. We didn't sleep one bit.
It was so awful. Ate 40 packets of beef jerky on the way. It stank. It was so awful. It was every part of it was awful. I don't know why. There was a man next to me who was on FaceTime to his wife all night.
By the way, we got to mention something that happened in Miami. We had the wildest night ever. We walked down the road to go to dinner and it was the craziest thing that ever
happened. Oh my God, it was the craziest thing
that ever happened to us. We were walking down the road in Miami and we were going for dinner and we were walking hand in hand. And Happy as Larry. Sophie was on my left-hand side. I was on my right-hand side. And we were walking towards, there was a guy who was completely topless with his stuff on the ground.
No, can I just be here? He looked like kind of like a model, right?
He looked pretty scary, actually.
He looked like a Ted Bundy style model, like good looking, but could have killed you.
Okay, there was a guy who was completely topless with the clothing on, looking quite aggressive on the side of the road.
Very scary.
So I tried to do a little banana around him because I was like, he looks pretty scary. We're in Miami.
I stare right at him and I mouth, what's he doing?
And he spat at Sophie.
Yeah, yeah. Gob. He followed me. I said, what's he doing to Jamie? Like really under my breath. But by the way, I was kind of genuinely thinking, I thought he was going to like break out into dancing because he was like really fit as in physically.
So aggressive.
And I thought, what's he doing? Like, I think he's going to do break dancing. And he looked at me and he followed me around and he went, you know, like when they gob in their mouth and then he like spat me and I went, and I ran and I went, what the fuck? It like literally hit my head. And then I turned around and he was like, yeah, that's right.
And what did I do?
Jamie pushed me in front of him. I'm not joking. I was actually quite icked out by you at that moment in time. You put your head down and tried to like, right. So we're linking arms, me and Jamie. And I tried to move out of his arm because this guy is coming towards me, spitting on me. And Jamie held me tight. So I was blocking him from here.
What do you think I was going to do?
Obviously say, don't spit in my mouth. I went, what the fuck are you doing, Tim?
No, you
did. Yeah, I did.
No,
I did. I screamed. I said, what the fuck are you doing?
No, you didn't. You did not.
Yes, I did. Sorry, Sophie. Emily knows me. I would quite likely do
that.
No,
you didn't. You went, ah!
Yeah, I went, ah, what the fuck are you doing? Because he spat me. It was pure instinct. And then I thought, God, he's probably got a knife on him. And then I ran the other way.
We then walked further down the road. And there was a guy. There was a guy on one of those.
On a Segway.
He was like on a Segway that you have your two feet on. It has one wheel in it, and he was like going down the pavement, and he was going really fast down the pavement. And a car pulled out, and the car nearly hit him. And so he turned around and went, "What the fuck, man!" And instead of thinking what the guy would do, he goes, "So sorry." The guy got out the car, and then they started having a fight.
No, but guys, he gets out of the car. Oh, this guy's on the Segway. He was quite a big guy. Coming from the gym, you know, like I'd say like 6 foot, maybe 5'11".
Yeah.
The guy gets out this like G-Wagon and you think he's just gonna, and he just keeps going. He was like 6'5", huge guy. He just stands over him and he's like, what? And this little guy on the Segway is like, yeah, yeah. And they start having a fight. The guy's on the Segway running around him going, I'm gonna film you and put it up. It was so mental.
It was actually
then
so mental.
Then this 6 foot guy went, well, I'm gonna film you. And they were like chasing each other with film. Phones. I was like, is this what the world's come to? Like, our weapon is our mobile phone. I'm going to put it on social media.
Hey, also, honey, listen, speaking of trips, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you know our honeymoon was a bit of a disaster.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, the weather was bad, the luggage wasn't great, all that kind of stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I thought that I wanted to take you on another honeymoon.
To where?
And this time I want the listeners to come with us. Because we like being honest, we like being authentic, we like being real.
We like bringing you guys with us.
So I'm going to take you back to the Caribbean for a honeymoon.
No, stop.
Yeah.
We're all going to go to the Caribbean.
We're not everyone. They're not actually coming, but hypothetically, people would be coming because we're going to be recording some podcasts together on our second honeymoon.
When are we going?
We're going ASAP, baby.
Well, it's ASAP.
Well, our flight is next week.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
No, I'm so excited.
I know. So we're going to have a second honeymoon together.
No more January
blues. We're
going
to go for a few days. We're going to go to the Caribbean. We're going to get some sun. We're going to be recording episodes on our second honeymoon.
That is so far.
Because I felt like Miami was a complete disaster. The weather was bad. We didn't go to the NFL game. It didn't really work. Our honeymoon wasn't great. So this is our time to redo our honeymoon.
I'm so down.
So am I, honey. Okay. Are you ready for that? So,
I'm ready. So, are you guys ready?
So
are you
next
ready?
Episode.
Have you checked the weather?
I haven't checked the weather. Don't even look at it. It's going to be great. I promise you, okay? Don't even look at it. All right?
No, no, we're not having it that.
We're going on honeymoon, baby. We're going on honeymoon. And it's our second honeymoon, and it's going to be fantastic.
Right, hang on. I'm going to have a look at this.
While she does that, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our favourite part of the episode. You know it as. What is it, Soph?
Listeners' messages.
I've really hurt my neck.
Oh, my God. You are constantly complaining. You won't drive me anywhere on your moped.
What are you talking about? I always drive you.
You look different.
Huh?
You look really different, right? Your arm doesn't look like your arm. I'm really confused.
I think I need to stop going to the gym.
I think you need to stop going to the gym.
I'm going to stop going to the gym. I'm going to do, instead of doing weights, I'm going
to
do...
Wait, why do you need to stop going to the
gym? I think I was built to like pull up weeds. And like plants.
He thinks his roots are from New Zealand yeah. And he like was a farmer, a Kiwi farmer.
Mm-hmm. And so I think I was a Kiwi farmer. I think my mum tells me, I think the way that I'm built is that like back in the day, I think I was the person that would strap like a thing to my head and pull bricks up a hill.
Mule?
Not a mule. I would get it strapped to my head. And I would be able to. I
mean, you are still
I'm built like that.
That neck. It's not nothing. So if you did that to me, neck would go, I'd just be harrying.
I honestly think if I strapped something to my head, I could pull a truck.
I'm picturing Santa Claus's belt, like the leather belt with the buckles. Put that on and you would just pull, you'd pull this building. Just keep going uphill. One step in front of the other. Keep going.
What do you think you were built for?
I think I was a mermaid. I'm a descendant of the mermaid time. I'm a good swimmer. I feel alive when I get into the water. What's funny? I've long hair. I think my ancestors might have been mermaids.
You're talking so much shit.
Okay.
You think you're descendants of mermaids?
I do. I feel honestly like a one with life when I'm in the sea.
You're not a mermaid.
I can't take you seriously with this grey makeup that you've got on today. It's like you look slightly like a corpse. I don't know what's happened.
We have to be honest to the listeners about this.
No, you need to rub a bit of that makeup on.
Most of the show at one point in the day, and then I had to go away and I had to record. I had to go to do a shoot, so I went and put makeup on, and now we come back. Hence why, if you watch the YouTube, we're in different outfits because we're shooting this part at a different time. So lots has happened since we recorded this morning. Anyway, I've hurt my neck, my big chunky neck. I've decided I'm not going to do weights anymore.
You look real slender though. I don't mean...
Okay. Are you ready for
I'm
listeners'
always
messages?
Ready.
As always, we do want to say one thing to our listeners, and it is...
Okay, guys, I want you to know how grateful we are that you write in every week, and time again. We listen, we read, we love them all, and this podcast wouldn't be where it is without you.
Here we go. We have a lovely listeners' message. A few years ago, we had two cats, Jimmy and Scooby.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy is very well known to the local area as he greets everyone on their way to school. One morning there was a knock at the door as the neighbour from down the road was looking very concerned and said, "I'm so very sorry. I think your cat's been run over and is dead. He's under a tea towel near where I live."
No.
I grabbed my shoes and followed the lady to where our beloved Jimmy was laying. He was in a very sorry state and I instantly started crying.
Oh.
I carefully picked him up, said thank you to the lady, and headed home. Rigor mortis had already set in.
Why are you reading this like it's going to be a punchline? I don't understand.
It's not, though. This is actually the story. His tail was sticking out like a stick, and his little eye was popping out.
I'm sorry, we're going to have to stop.
You can't. As I walked home cradling my Jimmy, I gently pushed his eye back into place.
Jamie, you've got to be kidding me.
No, I'm just reading the story that was sent in.
Guys, you're going to have to...
You're laughing about a dead cat.
What's going on? I'm gonna have to cut it. I'm so upset.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Is he writing in about his eye popping out?
Yeah. Yeah. As I walked home cradling my Jimmy. What's going on? I've never seen you like this in this state ever. As I was walking home cradling my Jimmy. Oh my God. Are you joking? Okay, here we go. Just try. Just don't even look at me. Ready? As I walked home cradling my Jimmy. I gently pushed his eye back into place, telling him how much I loved him and dreading having to tell my boys when they got home from school. I got home and called my husband from the bottom of the stairs. He was still asleep. What time of day is it? And I only woke when I burst into the bedroom with our dead cat. He jumped out of bed to comfort me when suddenly I became aware that both Jimmy and Scooby were asleep on the bed. I instantly felt grossed out and wanted to throw the dead cat out of my arms. Thankfully, my Jimmy was still very alive, but disgusted that I had a stranger's stiff cat in my arms.
No, in my house. No, you've got to be killing all these.
I kept thinking what a fright we would have had if I'd buried him in my garden and Jimmy strolled in alive again. I didn't know what to do, so I walked the cat to the vet and gave the cat to the vet in the hope that the cat may find his family.
That's a very nice thing to do.
You have a listener's message, honey.
Are you ready for this, Jamie?
Mm-hmm.
Ready? Okay, I went on a girls' night out on Friday and drunkenly texted the guy I've recently been on 3 dates with, saying I was on my way home but had a long journey ahead. He lived nearby and we hadn't yet slept together, so I was hoping he could get the hint and I'm really attracted to him, so I was hopeful. Sure enough, he invited me to stay for the night, so I obviously agreed and booked my cab. However, I suddenly had the nervous pooage mixed with alcohol poo from all the drinks I had during the night. So I thought I'd better go in a bar toilet before my cab arrived and avoid going for a poo at his house.
Okay, good work. I like that.
Good work. I messaged my friend telling her I was heading to this guy's house but had just stopped to do a poo first and going into detail about the size of it. I then realised in my drunken state I'd messaged him the details about my poo and not my friend. I actually can't.
That is shocking. That is shocking.
Oh my God.
What would you do?
I actually was once in the queue on the way to a club and I said to my friend, whatever I said.
What did you say?
I obviously needed the loo.
Okay.
And this guy behind us, he was quite a cool guy. I did not think he could hear. He just bent forward and went, there's a nice toilet on the third floor. And I was like, I remember it to this day.
You went, I really need a poo.
I obviously said something to my friend.
And the guy leaned in.
He leaned over like tall in my ear and went, there's a nice toilet on the third floor. And I was like, life over. I didn't reply. Silence. I thought I'd ruin my chances, but was fortunate he found it funny and was still happy for me to say, but he did run me a shower before we got into bed. What a keeper. He ran you a shower because he was like, you've just had a big fat shit. What a keeper. No, that's quite nice. Boys aren't so grossed out by poo as you'd think.
No.
Or maybe you just because you're quite into that.
No, I'm not into it. What do you mean into that?
You're not into that, but like, I'm sure some boys are grossed out.
I think so. But what? So it doesn't, who cares? Stuff like that doesn't bother me.
That's very, very, very funny.
That's hilarious. I love all of these messages. They're so good. Okay, guys, now this week's episode is very kindly brought to you by Who Gives a Crap, the eco-friendly loo roll on a mission to uncrap the world. Now, guys, have you heard earlier? We had a gift of all sorts for me. It was incredible. It was amazing. That hamper that I got, so have you been, checking it out?
I love the hamper. I sneakily just enjoyed my time in it, grabbing a little item now and again. I really like the world music. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
You like that?
Yeah, I like that. That sounded more like a ghost. I like the little stool.
You put your feet on?
No, I don't use that, but I just like it. I think it looks nice in the bathroom. Uh-huh. I like the candle.
Have you become a bit more relaxed now?
I'm just going to put it out there. I still don't think it's the nicest thing to talk about, but I don't dislike my time in the loo.
That is a really good thing.
I'm enjoying it more.
Okay, well, listen, I have a little bit of a surprise for you because our friends at Who Gives a Crap have actually sent you a hamper this time. So you're not going to be stealing anything
from
me.
Okay, well, where's the hamper?
The hamper is here for you. Are you ready for this? Oh, my
Lord. I'm a lucky girl.
Lord. I'm going to tell you exactly what's in it. So undo the little ribbon at the top.
Okay. No, you're kidding me.
Right. In your hamper, you have my very own autobiography to read in the loo. Okay, there it is. Yeah, that's the autobiography. You're going to like the soap. You have your own pink, fluffy toilet seat cover to keep your bum warm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's in there. Fairy lights to set a bit of ambiance. By the way, key, a huge amount of Who Gives a Crap loo roll. Okay, have it. Pick up that loo roll. Show that out.
Loo roll. Oh, my God. The loo roll's cool. But are you not? You're missing this guy.
I'm getting to it. You have a Jamie Lang doll to keep you company while you're on the loo.
That's quite disturbing and really weird.
Sophie's own album of whale noises. There it is.
Sophie's. Oh, my God.
Beautiful smelling candles. You'll need those. So if you have my autobiography...
I'm thrilled because you know what? I've never read it before. And it's a lovely book.
Do you know what? I think you should squeeze the doll of me one more time next to the microphone. So get in front of the microphone.
I cannot.
Honey, get it in front of the microphone. Okay, here we go.
Stay calm in there, Sophie, and try and focus on having a relaxing time.
Yeah, that is
the most creepy thing I've ever witnessed.
Sophie's poo pal, it's me as a doll that has me talking to you while you're on the loo.
I feel like this is a voodoo doll or something. This is terrifying.
It's not a voodoo doll, it's incredible.
Okay, that, I'm not sure I'll take the doll into the loo with me, but the book, I'm going to sit and read your paragraphs about me.
Okay, I also have another gift for you.
Okay, go on.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah. Oh, no.
I'm handing it over to you. Here we go. There you go.
Thank you.
Don't worry, honey.
Oh my goodness.
Look at this. It's your very own loo seat with me on it.
You look lovely in that. Have you like edited your face?
Just quickly with that, just ask me where I got that loo seat from.
Where did you get this loo seat from?
I honestly went to a public toilet and got it and ripped it off.
No, you didn't.
I'm joking. I didn't do that. You like it? Do you like
all
the presents?
I like it a lot. The presents are amazing.
So if there is also a little note for you in there from the guys at Who Gives a Crap, have a read of that.
Dear Sophie, we trust that the gifts you recently sent to the studio have brought a touch of charm to the Habu Lang bathroom. If so, you'll be delighted to discover even more toilet-themed goodies enclosed in this package, specifically chosen for your enjoyment, so you can have a lovely time in the loo. Much love, your friends at Who Gives a Crap.
How wonderful is that?
Just wonderful. It's like Christmas Day for the loo.
That is unbelievable. And thank you so much to Who Gives a Crap for all of these lovely little gifts.
Thank you, guys.
These hampers. I have treasured mine. Sophie's stolen them, but now you've got your own.
I've got my own and I've got this and I'm never going anywhere without it.
Who Gives a Crap are also taking the fight to the toilet poverty. So over approximately 2 billion individuals worldwide lack access to toilets. This is why Who Gives a Crap donates 50% of their profits to support water, sanitation, and hygiene initiatives across the world. Their contribution aims to ensure that everyone can access clean water and toilets in our lifetime.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible.
That is honestly amazing. So, guys, and the toilet paper, as I've said before, is the packaging so trendy. It's so cool. It's real hip.
And if you want to see what it looks like, all you got to do is go to our TikTok and you can have a check out of all of it because it looks incredible. Now, please visit whogivesacrap.org to find out more about their products and mission and to buy your very own box and get 20% off. All you need to do is order by using our code NEWLYWEDS. That's newlyweds at whogivesacrap.org. That gives you 20% off at whogivesacrap.org.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, I have another one. It's one of our love stories.
Yay.
Which, by the way, we absolutely love. And the messages that you send in about love are incredible. And we're going to keep doing them. Are you ready for this?
Oh, I'm ready.
As a teen, you are told, don't get pregnant nonstop. So when I turned into an adult and a happy marriage, I assumed I would naturally fall pregnant when I came off the contraceptive pill. My husband and I have tried for a baby for 6 years now with no success. We had an early miscarriage in 2019, and that broke both of our hearts, more than we could describe. Unfortunately, this is something a lot of women go through. We went to our doctors, to the hospital. I took countless medications and vitamins, but nothing seemed to help us get our dream of having a family. We have a beautiful home, which we want full of laughter and pitter-patter of little feet. And we are very fortunate in a position where I can be a stay-at-home mum. After a few years of floating the idea around, this summer, we applied to become adoptive parents.
Aww.
It's been a long and intense process, and we are around 6 months into it. We are hoping to be approved in the first half of next year and hope to give a child a life they deserve with loving parents and a safe home.
So lovely.
I'm not a religious person, but I feel this is the path we were always meant to go down, to be able to make a positive impact on a little life. And in return, they would fill the missing hole in our hearts. I'll be sure to write in again next year if we are successful in our journey.
I love those people so
much. Isn't that
much.
Amazing?
I think it's amazing. I have the utmost respect for
it's amazing.
Like, I think that is so cool and so epic.
It's amazing. I think it's an incredible thing to adopt kids. I think it's
Same.
Unbelievable.
I think it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You're gonna just that is have amazing. A little family.
By the way, on the idea and the talk of fertility and things like that, we actually have a slightly nerve-wracking, slightly scary update after listeners' messages. So you have to stick around to listen to that. It's going to be a bit wild. You're a bit nervous.
I'm a bit nervous.
Okay. We have another love
okay,
story.
Are you ready for this?
I am so ready for it.
I love these love stories.
They're amazing. I know.
I would love to tell you guys a little story about me and my partner, Jacob. We met at a school when we were 15. We were sat together in a media class at the start of term. And I would think, I bet he'll end up with someone so beautiful in the future. But never in my wildest dreams did I think that could be me. We started dating and have grown up together through our GCSEs, learning to drive, our A-levels, first job, and we've recently built a cabin in his parents' garden to live in until we can save for a mortgage. Throughout the last few years, Jacob really made a connection with my dad. I was so worried for a boyfriend to meet my dad, but they got on so well. Oh. Sadly, in December 2022, my dad was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. Oh, that's so sad. My dad was everything, and I had to dedicate 2023 to looking after my dad. If I ever felt guilty for not seeing much of Jacob, he would always say to me, Charlie, you don't know how long you have with your dad, whereas you have me for a lifetime, therefore your dad comes first.
Oh my God.
Growing up, I've always expressed how old-fashioned my dad was and how much it would mean to me for Jacob to ask my dad for his blessing, but time was running out. Jacob visited my dad with me more frequently near the end, and I would always ask if he managed to do it, and Jacob would say he was too nervous. I can't cope with these stories.
You're getting emotional.
On September the 16th, me and Jacob visited my dad, and my dad got an energy surge, suddenly wanting a Chinese, although he was pretty much nil by mouth at this point. So we had a takeaway, watched a film together, and went to the shop. When I came back, Jacob was grinning ear to ear. He had managed to pluck up the courage to get my dad's blessing.
Oh.
He kept saying he was going to wait till the following weekend, but felt the urge to do it there and then, and now we know why. My wonderful dad passed away the following Sunday, 25th of September, 2023. I'm so great. Why? I can't go with these stories. I'm so grateful Jacob made the conscious effort to ask my dad for his blessing to marry me. We've been together 11 years this year. I'm still waiting for a proposal, but none of that matters. I'm beyond grateful he pushed out of his comfort zone and did something money can't buy, a beautiful blessing.
That makes you emotional.
That makes me sad, but so nice.
Isn't it amazing?
So nice.
And it's just incredible that everyone keeps sharing these love stories with us.
Yeah, it really is.
I absolutely love them and they're so special.
They are so special. That is so sweet. Oh my God, and she saw him in her media class and thought, I know exactly what she thinks. You know, when you really fancy a boy and you're like, God, they're going to what? They're going to be with someone beautiful. And then it was her.
Oh my God. Hey, listen, I do want to say, please keep writing us all these incredible stories. If they're about love, please label them love. If they're about anything else, just write them in. We want to hear amazing love stories, silly stories. I like the poo stories.
The poo stories now and again are okay.
They're great. All of
Jamie
them,
lives for them, so you're allowed.
They're all incredible. So thank you so much for sharing them. Remember, all you got to do is slide into our DMs at newlywedspodcast, or you can send us an email, newlyweds@jampopproductions.co.uk, and it's all in the description below. Okay, that's the end of
listeners' messages.
Okay, right. We have something a little bit nervous right now that's going to be happening.
Something a little bit nervous, honey, that's happening. That makes sense.
Well, it's back to our fertility story. And we promised the listeners, people who are watching this, listening around the world, that I would go and have a fertility check. We went and did the fertility check. Now we have the results.
We do. I'm nervous.
So we have a Nicole from London Sperm Bank coming onto the podcast to take us through all of my results. I have not seen them. I have not opened them. I have no idea what they say, nor do you.
No.
So we're going to find out exactly what my sperm are looking like on the show today. Imagine we find out if mine are really not good.
Don't say that.
I'm just being honest. Look, if it is, this is what we do. But this is the whole point we're doing this, right, is because I think we try to be authentic and real, and this is what a lot of couples go through a lot of the time. So we're going to do it together. So hold my hand.
I'm going to hold your hand, honeybee.
Okay, you ready for this?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm nervous.
Okay. Please welcome to the podcast, Nicole. Nicole, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
I'm a little bit nervous.
You don't have to be.
Okay. Honey, it's going to be great.
But I'm nervous because now I feel out of my depth.
What?
I feel like I need to get my stuff checked.
Why have you got the rug on your...
I'm cold as anything. Okay, let's go straight in.
Nicole, can you explain to the listeners who you are and what you do?
So currently I am the laboratory and operations manager at London Sperm Bank. We do donor recruitment. We also do semen analysis for patients. So basically we try to get donors available for patients to use that obviously can't have children themselves.
Wow.
I am an embryologist by heart. I used to work in an IVF center. So it's kind of like studying the reproductive science behind men and women. And if should there be any issues in terms of conceiving, then I kind of like help to investigate and assist in the laboratory to create embryos.
That is amazing. Okay, because we've been down this road last year, 2023. We're in 2024 now. Crazy. We spoke about fertility. Sophie is incredibly broody.
Well, you know, like I don't know. Obviously, I want a family at some point.
I know you do, but you are. You. Sophie is...
No, but I just feel like you shouldn't be saying these things. I don't want to jinx anything. But yes, that would be something that I'm very, very excited for in the future. Whenever it happens.
Yeah, but you, I feel like you'll be such a great mummy. And you do, I'm sorry to be cheesy about it, but you would be, you love kids more than anything in the entire world.
I do
world.
Like babies, and I like children, but yeah, anyway.
Okay, she gets nervous about talking about these things.
Okay, well, you went and explain what happened.
Anyway, I decided to go to a sperm bank. And is it called a fertility clinic?
Yes.
That's what it is. And as we promised in 2023 that I would go and reveal my results. Now, I haven't checked the results of this yet.
Ooh.
Oh, God, why would you say that?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I don't want to make you stressed for no reason.
Okay, don't worry, I'm not stressed. I'm totally relaxed over here. But I went to the fertility clinic, I got my results, and you have my results in front of you.
Yes, I do. So, moments of truth.
Can I just quickly say something?
Yes.
Okay. When I went to the fertility clinic, I think I had drunk alcohol the day before.
Okay.
Okay, and I was tired.
Perfect. Well, you're taking it seriously then.
I am taking it seriously. I really am taking it. But just if that's in the results,
Okay.
It doesn't completely work like that. So, but to get a little bit scientific on you, so spermatogenesis, which is the process by which sperm actually is made in the body, it takes 2 to 3 months. So kind of the sample you see today would be representative about potentially a while back. So sometimes if like over Christmas when people are a bit more social and they use, you know, like, or they take alcohol, things like that, then that will show a bit later. So it's not necessarily representative of the day before.
So this is 3 months ago, so it comes from?
Potentially, yes. So it reflects that the sperm cycle is, let's say, 2 to 3 months. Yes.
So if you're nervous for this?
Yeah. I'm nervous.
You're really quite nervous.
I'm quite nervous, but I'm not because I feel like it's good news, but a little bit nervous. You also, there's some highlighted words and that's what's making me nervous.
Okay.
I'm just, my brain is just going, woo, I need to get mine done.
Okay, so you have my results in front of you.
Yes, I do.
You're going to explain them to us and to the world, which is a little bit revealing, but that's okay. Okay, Nicole, take it away.
Okay, so, Mr. Lang.
Yeah.
So there are three main things that we look at. We look at the concentration, which is the number of sperm we see in the sample. Mm-hmm. Then we have the motility, which is the number of sperm swimming and moving. And then we have the morphology. Now, there are a lot of other things on the report, but usually those are like your three main things that get looked at. So for you, in terms of your concentration, so you want to see more than 16 million sperm per mil of semen in your sample. Now, here you did excellently. You had 90. So that means
I had 90 sperm.
90 million sperm per mil of semen. So your concentration is really good.
Just hang on. So 90 million sperm
per mil of semen.
Per mil.
So how much semen do you have?
I have a lot of semen.
What the fuck?
I do. I'm just putting it out there. I have a lot of semen.
I don't understand why you would just say that.
But you know, interestingly, there's like this myth about that, particularly that the higher your volume is of semen, the more fertile you are, which is not actually true. So because your semen is like a mixture of sperm and like the production of your glands.
Ew.
So not necessarily like just a bunch of sperm.
You glandy boy.
Not that glandy. Are you kidding me?
You're full of glands.
I'm not full of glands.
Your volume was 2.8. So they see 1.4 like in anything above that to be regarded as normal for 3 to 7 days of sexual abstinence. And yours was 2.8. So that's within the normal range.
Oh, really? I have a question. Have you ever heard about men smelling of mushrooms? To do with sperm and testosterone and all of these things.
I have not, no.
Because I Googled it, because Jamie often smells of mushrooms and it said it's like lots of testosterone.
That's really interesting. No, I did not actually know that, but...
I stink of mushrooms a lot, apparently.
Well, clearly, because it shows here that you're quite... your sperm quite high, so...
Does that mean I have a lot of testosterone?
Again, not necessarily.
Oh, damn it. If I was a bull in a field... Okay, and if there were a lot of cows and there were like a lot of there were bulls, would I be quite a dominant bull?
Yeah, but hang on. Okay. No. Let's pull it back for a moment. I said not only concentration. So there's two other ones that also play a role.
Okay.
So let's get back to that because the other one is then motility. So that is, are they actually swimming and moving progressively? So if they're just lying there twitching, then they're not going to get to the egg, you know?
Mine are all dead.
No, they're not all dead.
Oh, no.
Why do you expect the worst?
She puts it in my mind. Okay, sorry,
Nicole. Okay, so in terms of motility, progressively motile, you want to see more than 30% of the sample swimming and moving. Yours was 57%. Breathe.
Oh, my God.
The other thing then was...
Why has your voice changed?
Why
your voice changed? It's going to be negative, isn't it? It is.
Nicole, suboptimal. I don't like to use the word negative. Oh, suboptimal. God. So this is now, is he good looking?
Uh-huh.
So according to the WHO, and this is what all this is compared to, it's the WHO criteria of 2021 to kind of compare is someone normal or suboptimal.
Yeah.
You want to see more than 4% of the sample having normal shapes and forms. Here is where yours were a little bit low. So you had 2%, right? So this is below, but don't stress out.
So mine are all weird shapes.
They're just not the perfect shape. So now this is quite strict. The criteria for this is very strict. So remember, they're saying 4% of the sample has to have normal shapes, for you to have been classified as normal, right? So you can think of this again is a few million we're talking about. 4% is not very high, is it? But 2%, it's below that, but there are normal forms. And because you have quite a high concentration, there are millions of normal forms. So that's again why it's not the worst thing, I would say. It just makes that you are below the threshold of being classified as normal. So it's considered suboptimal. Does that make sense?
How does one change that?
Interestingly enough, you don't see high morphologies like above 8% like regularly. It's something that is relatively just like you expect the majority of the sperm to be abnormal because they're not all made to fertilize eggs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So things like lifestyle can play a role here. So smoking, drinking, certain, if you had an infection, certain viral or bacteria, they can all play a role in actually in your sperm morphology. But it can also be just genetically, you do not have the best shape of sperm. But in a case like this, what we do the majority of the time is if someone is quite borderline, so a little bit just below what we classify as normal, we would say to them, like, you know, come back in 3 months. This is one sample. It might differ from the next. Usually it doesn't significantly change, but we as andrologists or scientists, we never recommend someone just does one sample. Unless everything is 100% normal, then you won't need someone to repeat.
And then to counter that, you need to change lifestyle. You need to, so that would be removing any drinking or smoking. Or I saw one, apparently you can't wear tight underwear and things like that. Don't sit on radiators.
It's controversial because there are studies that contradict it, but your testes don't like heat. Like that is above, like that's also why they're a bit removed from your body because your body is like 37 degrees, right? So they don't want to be that warm. It's too warm, right? So they need to be a little bit below. It sounds ridiculous.
I always think it's wild that they're like hanging out.
No, I don't need to tell you this because when I have baths a lot, when I get out of the bath, my testes look like udders. They are so low. I've never seen, it's true. They are... Honestly, so when I stand up, they can almost hit the water.
Oh, God, what are you doing? That is not to do with that.
Yes, it is. Because they're trying to get away from the heat.
No, you idiot. Yes. They're going lower into the heat. That
no,
is,
they're not
you're
going
just
admitting
towards
the bath.
To the public
no.
that you have saggy balls.
No, Sophie, because I don't have saggy balls. Basically, your balls go further away from your body so they're not as hot.
Yes.
That's the whole point.
So that if you're on a run, they're going to sag low because your body temperature's hot. That's not
no,
how
no, not like that. No, but if you're in a hot bath, they're going to think that your body is overheating, so they need to remove away from the body, and that's when
no,
they become...
I don't actually know that.
Okay.
But just from a biological perspective, that is why they are like almost away a little bit. But yes, like warm baths and like hot tubbing, there has been... I know that that's a big thing. People are like, is that really true? It is. So... like hot tubbing can be, it can compromise the quality of your sample, things
just
like
get
that.
Get out of the bath.
I'm never in a hot tub.
You're in a bath every night.
Okay, so stop bathing.
Well, we'll just make the temperature lower.
No, he sits in it and he's so red. Like his body's like purple. That's how hot it is.
Yeah, that might not be great. Maybe reduce that a little
no
bit.
No one's told me this.
Why
what?
Don't we get told this?
I think this is... Another thing is I think female fertility is much more of a hot topic compared to men. Because if you ask any female, like, what is a woman's doctor called? They will say, oh, it's a gynecologist. But if you ask a man, they have no clue. Like, where am I supposed to go? The GP? But there are actually, like, you get andrologists, you get urologists. There are people that actually cater or doctors that cater for men. They're just not as widely known. And also, remember, men are a bit more, I think, conscious of things like this because then it's like questioning their masculinity, which is not the case. So I think women are just more open to talking about this compared to men in terms of like investigating if something might be wrong.
Can you also just say how important it is for people to go and get checked if they are thinking at some point in their lives they want to potentially have children?
I think it's really important because, especially for men, it's easier to get a sperm test done than it is for women. There's a multiple array of tests involved for women. And I think sometimes if it is something that you can change or something that you can, in your lifestyle, make a different, you know, decision, rather find out sooner than later. You don't want to wait too long, especially if you're quite keen to have a family or more than one child. Mm. It would be best to find out and know what you're dealing with, because then I think your prognosis in terms of like getting the appropriate treatment is easier.
Okay. Can you, Nicole, can you explain, someone is below average.
Yes.
What can people do to help it, to change it, to make it better, to improve? Is there anything that anyone can do over a course of a week, a month, a year that could help the situation a bit more?
I think it really depends what the problem is. So which one of the parameters, and also, like, for example, if you work in a factory and you're getting exposed to quite harmful substances like toxins, like asbestos and things like that, then that could have an effect on the quality of your sperm. But little things, like one thing that's really bad, and I think this is where I kind of always try to create awareness, is anabolic steroids, because that is detrimental to sperm quality. And a lot of people use this because they're bulking up in the gym, you know, like, oh, it's so great, I'm looking fantastic. But it actually, I've seen patients in the past where we would have a couple come through to the clinic and the man would have a test, not thinking anything would be wrong. In front of his wife, I would ask the question, have you ever used anabolic steroids? They immediately usually say no. When I have them alone, they say yes. And then I say to them, you know, that it can have irreversible effects depending on how long you've taken it and to what extent.
Wow.
So other things, I think generally being healthy does help. But remember, there are also things out of your control, things like your genetics or if you have a genetic disorder, things like that can influence it. It's not necessarily your fault.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people are a bit harder on themselves, but they also get tested. Know what it is. If you've been struggling, don't wait.
I've never taken steroids. I know, I look fantastic, but I've never taken steroids.
Good for you.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, Nicole, I want to say a huge thank you for coming on the podcast, for talking us through the results. That is so kind of you. Anything, any work that you're doing at the moment that you want to sing or shout about, or anything at all that you want to tell the listeners to do?
I think if you're struggling or if you have doubt, just get a taste. It's one less thing to worry about. Also, and if you have good results, be a donor, because there are lots of people, men, that perhaps cannot actually have their own families. And we always try to say to people, like, let's say you'd struggle and let's say this result looked very different. Where would you turn to? What would you do? Would you go for adoption or would you try for donor sperm? So we try to always encourage people to think about that and potentially donate if they can and if it's something that they feel comfortable to do.
I love that.
That's so lovely. That's thank wonderful. You so, thank so you much.
So it's much. It's a pleasure. Thank you for having on. Me.
No, thank you so much, Nicole. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm happy for you.
You're happy for me?
I'm happy we did that. I think it's such a great thing. I think that was a really good result.
It's incredible.
And I think it's unbelievable. I really do think it's so essential for people to do.
And also what we're going to do is we're going to leave the link in the description below where you can go to the fertility clinic that we use. There's lots of information on it, all those different things, because I just really think it's important that, like our love story, right, where it said, okay, you're told never to get pregnant or never have babies, use protection, and suddenly let's get pregnant. And there's no in between. So I think it's a good thing to start. If you ever want to think about having kids, maybe it's a good point to just go and have a check, because you can always do lots of things to maybe help it or whatever, or understand it a little bit more.
I agree. I think it's really important.
Or also 290 million sperm.
No, it's 252.
252 million sperm, baby. Just call me
Sperminator.
All right, listen, guys, very exciting. As I said, Sophie and I are going on a cruise. We're going on a cruise. So the next couple episodes are us on the cruise together. Loads of things are going to be happening. It's going to be hilarious in lots of different ways. We're really excited about it. It's our honeymoon 2.0.
Honeymoon 2.0, baby.
So next episode, we're going to be in Barbados, I think it is, or Antigua, or somewhere in the sun.
St. Martin.
St. Martin, we're going to be snorkeling. We're going to be going to the casino.
No, we're not going to the casino.
I'm going to be on that blackjack table like you've never seen anything.
No, you're definitely not.
Yeah, it's spin. Put all of our money on red.
You know, we have to bring black tie.
Yeah, great. Can't wait. Tune in next episode, guys, because we're going to be on a cruise. Okay. Remember, write in all of your messages, as always. I'm sorry, I'm going to repeat it, at Newlyweds Podcast on Instagram or newlyweds@jampotproductions.co.uk.
If you're getting married.
Good luck.
If you're getting divorced.
Okay.
If you're single.
I don't even get to say any words.
And if you're having fun or dating.
Good luck to everybody.
We love you guys.
We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.